We are here at the 2018 Money 2020 in lovely Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are here in the Coney DBX Experience Center.
That's right.
And it's a pretty impressive center at that. We did some B-roll of it yesterday, and so we'll show it to the folks and see what cool stuff you guys are showing off here. But anyway, hey, we're talking to Aaron Virial from Coney, and before we get into your topic, how's the conference going for you?
The conference going great. A lot of excitement around payments, like blockchain. Mm-hmm. But a lot of excitement also about customer experience, which is the main thing that I'm passionate about.
Right. And so let's talk about your topic here, micro apps and innovation, importance of differentiating. All right. What? Give me a quick overview of micro apps.
Yeah. So the concept of this one was simple. So you take fintechs, and what they do is they take a little idea and they execute it real well. Mm-hmm. So whether that's moving money from person to person, rounding up your kind of expenses and saving and investing that money, there are like little ideas executed extremely well. So what we want to do for our customers is the same.
Right.
It's they are unique in certain ways. They have certain ideas that will target their specific audience. We want to help them do those things. That's kind of where this comes from.
Okay.
It's all about customer experience.
Right.
It's all about differentiating from the other bank, credit union that's down the street. Targeting an audience that's very specific and just giving them the best experience that you can possibly do.
How do micro apps give that unique experience? What is it about them that kind of differentiates from just the regular app out there?
Yeah, so you definitely need your typical applications. Let's focus on retail banking.
Okay.
So I need to see my accounts, I want to see my balances, make transactions, all the normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
However, complementing that experience, I want to have certain things that make me as a credit union very different.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I sponsor an event in my community, I want to be able to have a little micro app or a companion app that gives my customers access to maybe special events or maybe tickets for a concert or whatever it is that you do. That's just a little example.
Mm-hmm.
But like that, a lot of our customers have hundreds of ideas that they cannot execute because of resources, because of skill set. So we want to be that partner that can help them execute on those ideas and give the customers a great experience.
Exactly, and that's what we're all looking for these days, that customer, that member experience that that stands out, that makes them come back, and even word of mouth, you know?
This is funny. This is a topic, so customer experience, member experience, has been a topic of conversation for maybe hundreds of years.
Oh, yeah.
So it becomes consistent. Now what we're trying to do is, before you did it at a physical branch, now we're trying to help you do that in the digital world.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. That's the goal here. And so the significance of this, I guess, is obviously more business, customer loyalty, trust, all that type of stuff, right?
Absolutely. So loyalty, like giving customers a great experience, makes them be more loyal to you and want to kind of stay. We have a lot of kind of comments around delightful experiences and how those kind of keep customers coming back. That's one thing. But as you start coming up with your own ideas and ways to monetize them, they can also turn into hard ROI.
Mm-hmm, definitely. All right. And what's the outlook here? How do we keep raising the bar here? How do we keep going to the next level with a member experience or customer experience?
Well, you know, that's something that I think is unique for every customer. We have to nail the basics. I'm a very firm believer that you have to nail the basics, do them really well, to earn the right to do more innovation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Little things that kind of go beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say the first thing is, let's nail the basics. After that, every customer will be different, depending on your community, depending on the type of people you serve.
Mm-hmm.
So take an example. There was one of our customers that had a lot of business for construction.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of specific things that you can do to help that type of audience. Maybe you focus on the agricultural community. It's going to be very different. So I don't have a response, like very specific response. I think the main thing is, let's go and create a user, target a user, create a journey map, try to figure out like what is it that's going to give them that awesome experience, and then try to execute on that and kind of blow their mind.
Indeed. All right, Aaron, anything else to add to wrap up here? Any other final words of wisdom on the customer experience? Because, I mean, this could go in many directions, obviously, and this is a really big topic, as you said, here at Money 2020 as well.
Yeah. No, I'd say just to close, customer experience has always been at the center of everything. You look at companies like Amazon, mm-hmm. and the reason why they thrive is because they focus on the customer.
Right.
Now, that's the first thing. Keep that in mind. And after that, find partners that can help you deliver on those experiences, mm-hmm. because everyone has great ideas.
Yeah.
It's also, once you have that great idea, it's like finding a way to execute on it.
Yeah, I was just taking Uber around last night, and the customer experience with that is just very seamless. It's so simple, and that's what keeps bringing me back to use it time and time again. So,
yeah.
And I was at the Apple Store last night, dealing with laptop issues and stuff, but that's another show. But I mean, the customer experience
Starbucks?
In there was awesome.
Yeah, have you used the Starbucks app?
Of course, I have it on my phone.
So we're chatting with the Starbucks people yesterday at the show,
mm-hmm.
and the way that they've done payments is just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason why smaller banks, community banks, regional banks, credit unions cannot reach that same type of partnerships with companies, with
right.
retailers and merchants to give people that experience.
Yeah, take a page from that and apply it to what you do best. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Very cool stuff, Aaron. This is such a great topic. So, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Well done.